Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an interfaith iftar.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Today is the last day of fasting of Ramadan this year. Ohioans have been observing the Islamic month of prayer and fasting since mid-February. For 18 years, the Dayton Mercy Society in Miamisburg has invited members of different faith traditions to participate in an iftar, breaking fast and learning more about Ramadan together. Member station WISO's Shea Frank reports.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس.
Dayton Mercy Society Imam Muhammad Faiz recites an opening prayer from the Quran, teaching those in attendance about the purpose of Ramadan. Faiz says this tradition is special to him and those within their masjid because it allows them to connect as a community and share traditions.
And during dinner, there's always great conversations. And I really enjoy that, particularly because in the Quran, one of the things that God tells us is that fasting is a tradition that is not unique to Muslims. It came from long, long ago to all previous nations. So it's actually a shared element that we can also bond over.
Breaking bread and connecting over shared beliefs is something that drew Hamilton County resident Julie Smallwood to attend her first iftar at Dayton Mercy Society. She says she was invited by a friend and colleague after striking up a conversation about finding the highest quality dates to eat.
It promotes kind of unity and understanding across different faiths. I just thought there's so much going on right now that's so divisive. I just think it's a wonderful thing if we can connect on things like this.
After opening prayers, State Representative Munira Abdullahi offered a testimonial on her experience coming to the U.S. from Kenya and later becoming the first Muslim state representative. She says it was her faith and values that drove her to seek justice for underrepresented members of her community.
You know, the famous quote of, like, if you are not at the table, you are on the menu, right? And if you don't, you know, it doesn't matter whether or not you care about politics, politics cares about you.
Abdullahi says these conversations with people of different faith traditions and backgrounds are a powerful way to incite change. And Faiz agrees. He says they hope to instill the importance of their annual interfaith iftar into future generations so it can continue for years to come.
We've had almost a full two decades where the ethos and the importance has now been passed on to a new generation that's really leading the way forward for bridge building between communities.
Dr. Aliyah Khan is president of Dayton Mercy Society's board. She says the event has grown in popularity.
So for some people, this is the first time they're coming. And for lots of others, they are, you know, they've come every year and they ask for repeat invites.
As the sun fully sets, the athan, or call to prayer, begins, inviting members of Dayton Mercy Society to gather in the upstairs mosque. Each person is handed a single date and a bottle of water to break their fast together before prayer. All attendees are invited to witness or participate in the ceremony before joining the masses for dinner. Faiz says that inclusion is one of the most important parts of this tradition at Dayton Mercy Society.
We come together and we just share in the experience of what Ramadan is, as well as the core of it, the heart of it, which is about remembering God and about being grateful to Him.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Shea Frank.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.